Good afternoon. We continue to dry out behind the storm system that brought all the rain yesterday and last night. A northwest breeze has been kicking up to about 10 to 20 miles per hour with higher gusts, supporting the drying trend into the late afternoon and early evening hours. The result will be that the clouds will continue to break up tonight, and with a mostly clear sky and the wind going calm with high pressure overhead, temperatures will drop more steadily tonight, and most everyone will be in the lower to mid 30s by sunrise on Saturday, even some 20s across the higher terrain, and we can expect widespread frost, and a freeze watch is in effect for tonight. Tomorrow, after the chilly start, we'll have full sunshine during the day and a nice rebound. Still relatively cool in the afternoon for this time of year, but we should get back up into the upper 50s to around 60 for daytime highs to start the weekend. That high pressure center will slide off the East Coast on Sunday. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds out ahead of the next front. It'll be milder with a southerly wind flow pushing temperatures into the middle and upper 60s, although we do run the risk of a few rain showers late in the day and in the evening. By Monday, that front will be overhead with a good chance of a steadier rain, especially in the morning, highs in the mid-60s, and then we'll spend Tuesday drying out, like today, with highs in the lower 60s. A new area of high pressure will dominate through the middle of next week, with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday and Thursday, highs staying in the mid-60s. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly clear, breezy, and temperatures sliding back through the 60s. Boston partly cloudy, with temperatures falling back through the 50s, and in Buffalo mostly clear, and temperatures dropping back into the 40s. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clear with widespread frost tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunny with highs in the mid-50s on Saturday. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, clear tonight with areas of frost and lows in the mid-30s. Sunny with highs near 60 on Saturday. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly clear with widespread frost tonight and lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunny with highs in the mid to upper 50s on Saturday. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, clear with areas of frost tonight and lows in the mid-30s. Sunny on Saturday with highs back into the middle and upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly clear with areas of frost tonight, temperatures in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny on Saturday with highs in the upper 50s. Region-wide for Sunday, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds with a chance of showers late in the day, upper 60s. Cloudy with rain likely on Monday in the mid-60s. Increasing sunshine, lower 60s on Tuesday. And mostly sunny Wednesday and Thursday in the mid-60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.